It's time for WAYD to wrap up crunch time, and Alex starts.
I get to begin with a favorite to Richard Sherman, I ask.
What are you doing?
Richard Sherman doesn't like how the NFL has handled catches and how they determine what's legit or not. So his response this week when asked about why they can't get it right was to say that it's because the NFL has a bunch of suits deciding the on-field rules, and that because they've never played football, they just don't get it and never will. His suggestion was to put Chris Carter, Randy Moss, and other wideouts in a roundtable discussion to figure it out, because people like Goodell and his band of suits in the front office are clueless about how football really works. Actually, seems like a fair idea. The problem with that idea is that the NFL already did it last year. You may remember they put together a catch committee, and guess who they invited? Chris Carter and Randy Moss, as well as Jordy Nelson, Steve Largent, and a bunch of other NFL wideouts throughout history. And we know how that worked out. By the way, Sherman is at the owners' meetings as a representative of the Players Association giving this answer. This is information he should know. And his stance against the double personal foul ejection is equally uninformed, saying he thinks the rule is foolish. There were two instances of double personal fouls last season, which would mean two ejections. If you can't control yourself as a player, take a seat. Other sports do it. College football does it. You know, for a Stanford guy, Richard Sherman doesn't appear to read a lot or know anything about his sport, as we ask.
What are you doing?
We're seeing an element of society, certainly in politics, where people give an opinion and you want to say, so you really never recovered from a head injury. That's what it appears.
CTE, rearing its ugly head.
No, not something that bad. It's just, it's obviously thrown you off.
I mean, just regular people.
Me too.
Yeah.
To Indian Wells CEO Ray Moore, well, former CEO, I ask.
What are you doing?
It's 2016. No, seriously, I want everybody to think. This is 2016. Still going down these paths, said the WTA, Women's Tennis Association, rides the coattails of the men, and women should get this. Go down every night on their knees and thank God that Roger Federer and Rafa Nadal were born, because they've carried this sport. Then, of course, he tries to backpedal and then says, well, at least there's some attractive women out there. Yeah, that helped. And naturally, the daggers came fast and furious, primarily from Serena. And as a tennis fan for 40 years, I could say there was never a time where I didn't watch the women. Or Billie Jean and Martina and Chris and Steffi and Monica and into the Williams sisters. And it had nothing to do with the men. It's just so stupid, so ignorant, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Most popular tennis player on earth, Serena Williams.
Thank you.
End of discussion. To Russell Okung, I ask.
What are you doing?
This is why there are agents. Russell Okung, who decided he was going to save his 3% for himself and negotiate his contract with the Denver Broncos sans agent. And he left the offices of John Elway with a sick 5-year, $53 million deal. Good for you, Russell. Screw those slimeball agents. Self-made man making his millions all on his own. The 3% he saves ends up around $1.3 million. Attaboy! Not so much. Because you see, Russell Okung's self-negotiated deal with Denver nets him $0 of guaranteed money. It also has team options after the first year, so Denver can cut him without penalty whenever they want. And get this, the first year they will pay him $5 million if he plays. It will pay him a $1 million workout bonus, a $2 million roster bonus tied to the 53-man roster, and $2 million in base salary if he plays, which means they're basically paying him $1 million to work out in the offseason with an option to pay him $4 million if he makes the actual roster. But again, the Broncos can cut him whenever they want and not pay him any of it. You may remember Russell Okung held out while with Seattle looking for more money and years, ending up with less money and fewer years. Dude, you suck at contracts. Pay the 3%, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To LeBron James, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, since the infamous decision July 8th, 2010, I've stood in there, defended him, because in the scheme of things, no drugs, no alcohol, no violence against women, not an absentee dad, doesn't have a bunch of kids with different moms, he's very charitable. The decision itself raised an estimated $3.5 million for education and other programs. But man, he is on a D-bag roll. It's disturbing. He's very social media conscious. He's got 29 million followers on Twitter. And then he unfollows his team and thinks he's not going to get asked about it. And when he does, he goes Cam Newton and leaves the interview room. Sorry, dude. Still think your good outweighs your bad, but you're coming off like an entitled, petulant child. LeBron, I'm not mad. I'm disappointed, as we ask.
What are you doing?
With a dad line, no bueno. To people defending Adam LaRoche, I ask.
What are you doing?
Keep this one short because we talked about it yesterday, but there is not a professional job on earth, unless that job is in a school or a daycare, and even then probably not, in which it's acceptable to take your preteen kid to work with you every day, especially if you have millions of dollars on the line if your coworkers lack focus in any way. This is why there is a special day set aside every year called Take Your Kid to Work Day, because most of the time your employers expect you to focus on your job and be good at it. Having a 12-year-old kid around the clubhouse tends to distract. Also, you know what I don't like to have to worry about in a locker room after doing my job? Making sure I cover up, making sure I don't swear, not playing inappropriate music, what have you, because Adam LaRoche doesn't believe in sending his rich kid to school. Think about this. Adam LaRoche, this week, instead of sending his kid to school like any other child in civilized society, decided to pass up on $13 million. I would say LaRoche is the biggest douche on earth, but I don't want to sell what his kid might become short, as we ask.
What are you doing?
The quote from LaRoche, NBOS, not big on school.
Wow.
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 Wow.